Okay, when I was a kid in Quebec City, the newspaper there was not the Gazette. Back in Quebec City, a big newspaper is called Le Soleil. And I remember when I was a kid, about your age, I remember going to see my friend Ted. And Ted and I would get Le Soleil, and we'd open it up, and we'd try to find what kind of English movies were playing, because in Quebec City, they don't always play the movies in English. There was only actually a couple of cinemas that would play movies in English. And I remember sitting with Ted and going through Le Soleil and see what was playing. And Ted saw an ad in the paper, because they were looking for paper boys. And they had a contest going on. The paper boy who got the most subscriptions on his route would win a BMX bike. Now, when I was a kid, we didn't have mountain bikes. The only bicycles that were like 10 speeds. They had the tiny little tires and the handlebars that curved over. We didn't have mountain bikes. And a BMX bike when I was a kid was a big deal. Like, it had a banana seat, it had shocks on the front, it had these big knobby tires, and it was cool. And Ted, he was the youngest of three children. And he got all the hand-me-downs. You know, he got me hand-me-down clothes and hand-me-down shoes, and he got hand-me-down bicycles. And it wasn't bad when he got his older brother's bicycle, but he was really embarrassed when he had to ride around on his sister's bicycle. And he really wanted that BMX bike. So he went to his parents, and he said, "Can I be a paper boy?" And he promised them that his grades wouldn't suffer if he took on a job. And after a couple of promises and a lot of talking, Ted's mom and dad agreed. So Ted became a paper boy. Now every day at 5 o'clock in the morning, in front of Ted's house, there appear a stack full of papers with a list of all the people who were subscribing to get the paper. So every morning at 5 a.m., he would pick up the papers and he would go and deliver them. Now, it took too long to take the papers and have to go to every house and put them down and over here and put another paper down. So Ted had seen in a movie how paper boys, sometimes they would roll up the papers and be able to throw them from his bike. And I can tell you the first couple of times he tried to throw a paper from his bike, it didn't work. Because when he threw the paper would open up halfway, and then there'd be pages everywhere, and he'd have to be running all over the yard to pick them up. But if you practice anything long enough, eventually Ted learned how to crunch up the paper so that he could throw it from the bike, and then it would bounce off a couple of things and then land right in front of the door. So Ted would go and deliver his papers every day, and then once a week, he'd go around to all his subscribers and he'd pick up the money, right, to pay for the papers that week. Now, of the two things that he did, delivering papers and picking up the money, he'd much rather deliver the papers, because when you get up that early in the morning, it's so quiet. And there's no cars around. It's just peaceful, and it's a pleasure to work and deliver your papers. But at night, it wasn't so much fun, because when he had to collect the money, oftentimes people were having supper, or they'd be back from work, and they'd be in a bad mood. And sometimes Ted would get chased away from the house because people didn't want to pay him. Didn't like that part so much. But of all the people on his paper route, the person he loved the most was old Mrs. Tremblay. And Mrs. Tremblay lived in a big Victorian house at the end of Ted Street. She lived there by herself. And every morning when Ted would deliver the paper, she would always poke her head out and she'd say, "Oh, thank you, Ted, for delivering my paper. I love Le Soleil. It always starts my day out right." And then at night when he'd come by to pick up the money once a week, in the summer, she always had a couple of cookies and lemonade for him. And in the winter, she'd always have hot chocolate with those little marshmallows floating inside. And he loved going to see her. He always left her at the end picking up the money. She was always the last one to see because it gave him something to look forward to. Now, Ted worked that paper. He delivered the papers. He picked up the money. He went to see more and more people. He got more and more people on his paper route. He worked hard. And he made pretty good money. I remember a couple of times he would take me out to the movies. And back then, when I was a kid, movies only cost $4. $4 to see a movie. And on Tuesday, it was $2 Tuesday. You could see a movie for $2. But one day, I'll never forget it. Ted gave me a call, and he was in tears because old Mrs. Tremblay had passed away. He was so sad, and I actually went with him to the funeral down at the cemetery on Memorial Pines Drive. And he was so sad, he was going to miss her. But the next week, Ted got his stack of papers that he was going to deliver. And he got the list, and he saw on the list that Mrs. Tremblay's name was still there. But the address had changed. And he thought, well, maybe one of her sons decided to take up the paper. He didn't recognize the address. It was 333 Memorial Pines Drive, number 22. He went and delivered all the other papers, looked it up on a map, found out where it was, got on his bike and rode there. And actually, he had been to this place before, because 333 Memorial Pines Drive was the cemetery. When he walked into the cemetery, he noticed that the tombstones were all in rows, and they were numbered. So this row would be like 00, and then the next row would be 10, and the next row would be 20. So he went up to 20, and he went over two tombstones, because the address said 333 Memorial Pines Drive, number 22. He was standing in front of Mrs. Trombley's burial plot. Now, he kind of stood there. It was early in the morning. He had his paper. He didn't know quite what to do. He thought, well, maybe Mrs. Trombley's son is the undertaker? He didn't really understand what was going on. And then a wind came up, and it whistled over the trees, and he heard Mrs. Trombley's voice, and she said, I love you, listening. It always starts my day off right. Ted freaked out. He dropped the paper on the plot and he got out of there as fast as he could. Now, every day he went and delivered the papers, and every day he went down to the cemetery to deliver the paper at number 22. But he didn't go in. He was pretty good with his throwing skill. He could get to the gates of the cemetery and he'd throw the paper and it would bounce off this tombstone and bounce off that statue, and then poof, it would land right in front of Mrs. Trombley's tombstone. But every time he rode away, on the wind, he could hear her voice. I love the day, it always starts my day off right. So Ted delivered all the papers that week, and now it was time for collection. He went to all the houses and he collected the money. By the time he got to the cemetery, it was dark. And he walked into that cemetery and he went over to number 22, Mrs. Trombley's burial plot. And he summoned up his courage and he said, collection! There was no sound, no response. And he was starting to get annoyed, and he stood there and he went, collection! And a voice came in over the trees and it said, but the dead don't pay. The dead don't pay. And Ted got angry. He said, well, somebody has to pay. I delivered the papers. Now I have to collect the money. Collection! Still the voice continued, the dead don't pay. The dead don't pay. And Ted was ready to throw the monster of all hissy fits. He worked hard, and now he wasn't going to get his money, and he was going to have a temper tantrum right there in the cemetery. But then he started to think about Mrs. Trombley, and he thought about all the times he delivered the paper in the morning and how she always had something nice to say to him. And at night when he'd pick up the money, she always had cookies and lemonade for him, or she had hot chocolate for him. And so he said, you know what? It's okay. He said, I'll pay for it. And as he rode out of the cemetery that night, he could hear her voice on the trees. I love getting the cemetery. It always starts my day off right. The following week, Ted got his stack full of newspapers, and on the list of names, Mrs. Trombley's name was gone. And he delivered all the papers, and he got more and more people on his paper route. And you know what? After that year, Ted won the BMX bike. Oh, it was so cool. And sometimes he'd let me ride with a big banana seat with the knobby tires and the shocks and the big handlebars. He kept the paper route for a while. It always gave him a little bit of spending money. We'd go see the movies. But every once in a while, maybe once a season or so, he'd ride out to the cemetery and he'd sit by Mrs. Trombley's burial plot and he would listen for her voice because it was so peaceful. And that is the story of the dead don't pay.